Welcome to Stout for Christ, a radio ministry of Stout Memorial United Methodist Church in Parkersburg, West Virginia, with our host, Sarah Sisson.
I'm Sarah Sisson, host of Stout for Christ, and we're glad you're listening to our radio show today. Stout for Christ is a ministry of Stout Memorial United Methodist Church located at 3329 Broad Street in Parkersburg, West Virginia. We invite you to become a member of our Stout Church family. We offer two worship services each Sunday, a contemporary worship service at 8:45 and a traditional worship just following this broadcast at 10:45. If you can't join us in person, our services are broadcast live on Facebook and YouTube. Stout for Christ is a ministry meant to help us navigate life and learn more about God's love for all people. Today our topic is Scouting Ministries, and here to help us learn a little bit more about the subject is Pastor Helen Oates. Welcome, Helen.
Thank you, Sarah. I'm just real excited to share about our Scouting Ministries at Stout Memorial United Methodist Church. We have on Monday evenings just some dynamic ministries that go on through scouting. We have a Cup Pack 12, and we have a Troop 12, and we also have a Girl Scout troop that meets as well. So Monday nights, if you ever drive by, you'll see lots of cars around because there's lots of activity. We heard on Scout Sunday a few Sundays ago at Stout that in our numbers of people who are involved, there are 42 adults who are a part of the scouting program at the church. So you don't have to be afraid that there won't be enough adult help because there are that many adults adults who come out if their children are in the Cub Pack. Adults come out with them each Monday night. But also in being able to being able to help guide. So we have 42 adults, but we also have 45 youth who are part of the scouting program there at Stout. So it is a very active and, just a wonderful way to help our young people become and help them form just some basic things about character, and I'm always blown away when they say their motto and that last phrase in terms of being morally straight, how important it is to help our youth find their way and have it be a good way in their lives. Their promise is, on my honor, I will do my best to do my duty to God and my country and to obey the Stout law, to help other people at all times, and to keep myself physically strong, mentally awake, and morally straight.
That's a pretty good oath, I think. And they also have a law that goes with that, right?
They do. And this is when they say their law, this is when, they have their fingers in terms of the symbol that they use on their hands. But they have these words that they say and that carry such meaning in terms of who they are and who they will be formed into: to be trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent. So the Scouts do have and it is no wonder, when you think about Scouts, we often think about camping or those outdoor activities. But even then, for them to be aware of the God, the Creator, God, the one who established the rivers and the lands and the birds of the air and fish of the sea, just the way in which they enjoy the creation that God has made. So So out of that, there is in their law, as we heard also in their promise, a connection to God, however they have that connection be. You know, we don't preach Unite Methodism or anything like that, but we hope that the youth will grow into a relationship with the one who becomes their strength in difficult times, and their joy when there are those times of rejoicing. The program at I call it a program, it's really a ministry at Stout, utilizes lots of different things that they learn, you know, not only the knots and things that they have to tie, but they learn to cook, they learn to be in community with one another, and being able to form a team and work together as a team.
Absolutely. And, you know, you've spent a lot of time with the Scouts over your time at Stout, but that's not your first rodeo with the Scouting ministry, is it?
Well, it isn't. I as I mentioned earlier, being in Southern West Virginia, during the time as a district superintendent, during the time when that property there outside of Fayetteville, Oak Hill area, was available and was purchased with the hope of it turning into. So in my 8 years, I was able to see the first jamboree being held there. And the Bechtel Reserve, some call it the summit, is just a wonderful place for boys and girls to come, explore nature, push themselves in terms of trying to climb, you know, make it up those climbing walls or the kinds of hikes that can happen, the things that they build and form, and even in that first jamboree, had the privilege of serving to be able to involve, you know, to involve 1,000 scouts in service in Raleigh County. I mean, trying to find enough places and the transportation to get them there and get them back kind of thing. But the awesome input that those scouts had during that week while they were at the Bechtel Reserve. It's just a wonderful way for them to give to community. And these were boys and girls from across the waters, across the ocean, from Japan, from just a whole lot of different places, to be able to come together and to work and play and learn as one group.
Absolutely. And they can engage in a lot of activities there, too. It seemed like the perfect place. You know, we think it's just little old West Virginia, but it has a lot to offer.
It really does. And we do, you know, we get in. I don't know if you're ever down in that Beckley area, but when it comes summertime, you'll see buses drive in filled with scouts and parents in cars that follow sometimes. So it's certainly a boost to the economy, so to speak, but it is so much that those scouts gain from being on site there at the Bechtel Reserve.
So last year, you actually got to spend some time with our own scouts, and you created a learning experience with them. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, we did a God and country piece. And it, yeah, I had about seven, eight in the group, and spent 6 weeks with them. And our little symbol was pizza. So they left the end of those 6 weeks with a pizza box, but a cardboard pizza inside, just to be reminded of how we need, like, all of the things, all the ingredients that go into making a pizza. You know, we need our family, we need our grandparents, we need you know, others around us, other adults around us. We need that tomato sauce that brings flavor. And, you know, when we talked about the tomato sauce, we talked about the Holy Spirit as being that which, you know, holds it all together. And, yeah, so it was a good time to talk about God and country, and then also this spring to do another series with our elementary children around God and me. Who has God made me as individuals? Who has God made me to be? So I'm looking forward to that session as well.
Well, that sounds like an exciting time for all. Something else we tend to get a little bit excited about, and I know right now we're right in the midst of wrapping up Girl Scout cookie season, right? So popcorn and cookies.
Well, you know, we often think about our Scouts in those symbols. Popcorn, the Boy Scouts for the popcorn, the Girl Scouts for the Girl Scout cookies. One of our choir members said to me one Sunday when was first announced to get our orders ready for the Girl Scout cookies, one said to me, "Oh, I remember when they used to be 38 cents a box." That must have been a long time ago.
We won't tell them that.
We think that those things, you know, those fundraisers that each group participates in, and they participate in it nationwide. I mean, it goes all across the United States, all across the world with Boys and Girl Scouts bringing these items forward to sell, because it helps their local troop. It helps to add some funds so they can, you know, help, because it's expensive to go to a camporee, to help our Scouts to be able to get beyond attending a district-wide camp. But yeah, we participate in ministry with them as we share in that popcorn and cookies.
We think about them every time we eat it too.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, thank you, Helen. That was a great discussion, and I know that there is someone listening today whose life is touched by your wise words of hope in Christ and love for us all. Just a quick reminder that preschool registration is now open.
Preschool is open, that registration, and we are just real thrilled to be able to offer an opportunity that starts at 8 in the morning and goes up till noon or 12:30 for our younger age group, and then even till 1 o'clock for our older age group. So, yeah, if those times are good for you and you're looking for something on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays for your 4 or 5 year old to do, or for your 3 year olds to do on Tuesday and Thursday, it is a good way. You know, we talk about how Scouting helps to form our younger age children and our youth, but, you know, preschool sets the foundation for our children, and that foundation that even was expressed in a book some years ago that said, "All I ever needed, I learned in kindergarten," or something like that. So, yeah, preschool helps us to learn to play together, learn to share, learn to pray together at snack time or other times. So it does set a wonderful foundation for our children. And we hope, along with our preschool, that we can engage our parental parents, grandparents, whoever, in some learning opportunities, whether it be with a physician in terms of, how do we deal with a sick child, or I think the most strain I felt as a child was trying to be the doctor. When do you take a child to the doctor? My youngest son had the tendency to bang his head on the stair steps that went downstairs in the parsonage in which we lived. And those steps had those plastic little runners that had little dips kind of so that a person wouldn't slip walking down those steps. And he would sit on the steps and just bang his head. And, I just thought to myself, when he got tired, he would stop. but then when I had to go to the doctor the next day, because it was his checkup, and the doctor saw all those marks across his forehead, you kind of felt pretty foolish. Don't let him bang his head. Anyway, but trying to be the doctor. So, to have one there to help guide us, to have someone help us with, child behavior. What do we do when a child is acting out and it gets us angry as parents? How do we respond? So we're going to have just some of those kind of open discussions with parents or other child care providers in order to grow, in order to be better parents.
Well, if you're interested in the preschool, where you have questions, you can always contact our church office or check out some more information on the website. But if you're also interested in our scouting ministry, please reach out. We'd love to answer any questions that you have. Thank you for being here today, Helen.
Thank you, Sarah.
If you were blessed by this program today and want to know more about how you can become part of the Stout Memorial United Methodist family, tune in to Stout Memorial's Facebook Live worship broadcast just after this program at 10:45 a.m. Send an email to stoutmemorial@gmail.com or attend a worship service in person at 8:45 and 10:45 each Sunday morning. This has been Stout for Christ, a radio ministry of Stout Memorial United Methodist Church, Parkersburg, West Virginia.